Thank you for choosing our Top Fiver. My name is Phil. How can I help you?
Hi. I'm hoping maybe you can help me out. So I see that I received a notification last week, like on my doorknob, that you guys are going to be like installing fiber optic lines underground in my neighborhood, and subsequently, you know, you've marked the lawn and all that's happening. And I see the electric people came and they marked their lines. So the challenge with that I'm having at the moment is that I have a massive front of the house landscaping project like scheduled this week, right? So the landscaping, you know, essentially having these huge, you know, expensive beds of things put in, and it kind of right where now you guys are going to plan on digging everything up, right?
All
So
right. Yeah, and I
I'm
understand that
kind of
now.
in this, so I'm in this like sort of position where I'm like, you know, my landscape, or they're like, well, do you know when this project is happening? I'm like, I don't know. There's just lines on the road. I'm like, I'll see if I can, I can figure it out. Because now they're kind of like, okay, well, we're installing all these beds, but now we don't want to put all these plants in. If they're just going to come in, and now they're going to rip everything up. So I don't know if there's a timeline on the project. Is it like gonna, you know, happen in a few weeks? Is it? I just don't want to stop, you know. I've been on the books with this contractor for the last 4 months. Like, we've been planning this, and this was their week to do the job. And then all of a sudden, you know, this has happened. And I'm like, oh, well, now this changes everything.
No, I
So,
understand that. So the areas we've marked that a lot of people assume is their yard is what's known as the public works way. So I'm happy to answer all your questions that you may have. So the area we've marked is known as the public works way. Essentially, it's the first 2 to 3 feet off of the road that a lot of people they take care of, and they most people assume is directly their yard. It's technically property. It's technically owned and is property of the city. So that is the area that, you know, your gas mains, your water mains, your sewer lines, all that stuff that they go through. And we have the permits to actually work in those areas. And a lot of people are like, well, they'll do nice things in that area. It's perfectly usable. The city allows it because it's considered extension of property. So that is everything going on there. On there for in terms of what's going on, usually they only mark locations when they're within, I believe it's like 6 to 7 days of actually working on that location. So I can double check to see where they're at in regards to that. Can I get your address real quick just so I can double check with our construction team?
60 Cambridge Drive. That's CAMBRIDGE, and that's in Red Hook. One
All
two five
right,
seven one.
12571. All right, thank you very much. Can I put you on a brief hold while I get some information from our construction team? All right, please hold.
Thank you.